Welcome to Your Q, an open invitation to come together, collaborate, and take action towards a more connected, informed, and thriving Douglas County. Your Q is all about celebrating, uplifting, and educating our community. Each week, we'll highlight the people, ideas, and organizations making a difference, and invite you to join us in shaping the future of Douglas County. Supported by the Ford Family Foundation and brought to you by Roseburg Schools. And now, Your Q on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Your Q. Great to see you again. Hi, Tiffany.
Hello.
Good to see you again.
You as well.
We have a great group of guests here today.
We really do.
Studio is full of some of my favorite people in the community doing great things around entertainment in Douglas County. And so we're excited for this episode here. We've got a student and some community members that are real pioneers in entertainment here in Douglas County, and excited to dig into all of the fantastic opportunities for summer entertainment here in Douglas County. Thank you for being here, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me. You bet.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Great to see you. So let's just do this, I think, for our listeners who may not know you as well. They can't see you on the radio. So what I'm going to do, Shelby, I'm going to start with you, actually, and we'll kind of go around. Maybe just introduce yourself, and then we'll move around Melody all the way to Quack here. So, Shelby.
Hi, my name is Shelby Shin, and I'm 13, and I go to Fremont Middle School.
Great to have you.
So good.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Melody Schweigel. I'm the executive director of UACT. And I've been there for about, this is my 18th year there as your executive director.
Wonderful. Thank you.
My name is Kurt Sorensen. I am the city manager for the city of Sutherland, but I'm also on the board for Music Up Central, which is why I'm here today.
Great to have you here.
Christy Reifenbark, and I am one of the owners of the Rosebud Theater in downtown Roseburg.
Great to have you with us, Christy.
I'm Eric Andrews. I do Origami Creative Co., which is the company that produces the Fifth Friday event in downtown Roseburg.
Fantastic.
I'm Clint Newell. I'm owner of Clint Newell Auto Group. Been here for 40 years in the car business. Also the president of Music on the Half Shell, and that brings me here today.
Yeah, thank you. Great to have you all today. So, you know, music and the arts plays such a huge role in our community. And I don't know, we were having this conversation before we went live here about what Douglas County is known for. And I think people are learning more and more about the incredible arts experience you can have here in our county. And so it's really important for connection and belonging and all the things we strive for that we hold dear in the county. So I'd love, Clint, we'll start with you. I'd love to just have you talk a little bit about Music on the Half Shell, a little bit about some of the events coming up, performances, programs, opportunities this summer for folks in Douglas County.
Sure. You know, Music on the Half Shell began in 1992 as the dream child of Dick Nichols, who was on the Parks Commission for the city of Roseburg for many, many years, and always had the vision of having a venue and outdoor concerts in the summertime in Roseburg. And he made a number of attempts at it over the years, and finally in 1992 got some traction, and we made it happen, went to work on it, and began to build the concert series. The Parks Department did all the work in the park, whatnot, got the infrastructure in place. And we've been doing concerts down there now for, you know, 36 years or 34 years, I guess it is. So, yeah, it's, you know, been a long run. Time flies when you're having fun, like they say. Can't believe it's been that long. But, you know, we typically do 8 concerts per year. And you know, we started out doing 6, then went to 7, eventually grew to 8. Actually, last year we did 9 for the first time. We're doing 8 again this year. And we try to do music of a wide variety of genres. One of the things we strive to do is do a little of something for everybody. Everybody has their favorites. You know, everybody has their music formats they like more so than others and whatnot. So we try to vary it up a little bit. But, you know, the overall theme for us is, you know, we're going to have quality music, regardless of the genre. We try to bring in bands that are original, that are going to bring music that you're not always going to hear here locally. And typically these are groups that you're going to have to travel a distance to go see and buy a ticket for. And we're put it in your backyard without a ticket. And that's kind of the foundation and purpose of Music on the Half Shell, is to bring in music that you're not going to hear in the area otherwise. And that's served us well. And we've introduced a lot of different formats of music, from African to Irish to Ukrainian. I remember when we had Daka Braka here a few years back for the first time, we really weren't sure what we were going to get. And it was really different. And everybody was just mesmerized with that concert and just walked away going, wow, that was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And we've actually had him back one time since then, just because everybody wanted to see him again. And so, you know, that's the type of thing, you know, you would never otherwise heard if we hadn't brought them in and put that together. So, you know, that's a lot of what we like to do. Of course, you know, there are things that more mainstream that are going to appeal to a broader base of people. And we do that too. So, you know, we have a pretty good variety coming at us this year. We start on June 23rd, 8 consecutive weeks, every Tuesday from 7 to 9, just like always. Hopefully the weather continues to cooperate like it has for the past 34 years. Yeah, we have a good time doing it, and we're looking forward to the summer.
Yeah, it'll be great. It'll become a staple here.
Yeah, and what a wonderful service to the community. And I love how accessible it is for our community. It's wonderful, and how much culture it brings.
Yeah, it's great. It's good to see the community out there, and it's, people are really having a good time at that event. So that's great.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Like over 200 shows later, we're still going. So
yeah, yeah, that's incredible. So yeah. Yeah. We'll talk about that later in the show, about what's kept you going here. So,
right.
Yes, it's great. Eric, let's talk about the Fifth Friday events.
Yeah. Fifth Friday has been going on. This is going to be its second year. It is an event that happens every month that has 5 Fridays. They typically have 4.
Mm-hmm.
But that last Friday is the quote unquote Fifth Friday. It's an awesome opportunity to highlight the people, the businesses, the energy that is happening downtown, especially as of late. There's a lot of creative energy going into downtown. We have a new Main Street accredited program that has started the foundation and is growing. And this is an opportunity for me to give back to the community and help, you know, bring people downtown. And you can explore the shops. They stay open later, 5 to 8 p.m. And this particular event is an art walk. We have about 8 artists plus numerous vendors and other crafts, and even free ice cream from Umpqua Dairy.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So this could otherwise be known as Rediscover Roseburg. You said they work hand in hand.
Yeah, Rediscover Downtown is actually how it started. We were doing numerous passport events, encouraging the community to check out the new businesses and the old businesses, hence rediscovering the old ones, discovering the new ones. So, and we morphed it into Fifth Friday to give more of a open format. So people weren't so rushed going from business to business, getting a passport and going on to the next one. They actually have time to check out the stores, and not feel so rushed.
I love that. And that's this Friday coming up.
Yep.
Yeah, 29th.
Okay.
From 5 to 8.
It's this Friday of May.
Okay.
So what are some of the things that the businesses downtown do that are unique for these events?
So this particular one, since it is an art and vendor walk, we have fiber artists popping up at like Naughty Nitrous. We have aerosol graffiti artists at Central Arts, which is a new downtown art store. There is Widespread Haze is doing music over at North 40. And we even have a stained glass artist in the roster, which will be at Chic Boutique.
Very cool. So are these events typically themed, or is this something different?
Usually each one, there's about 4 per year. They have a different focus. The first one for this year was more of a sip and shop, where we worked with breweries and wineries that popped up into the various businesses, and people were able to sample what they had to offer.
Cool.
I love that.
Well, I love how you keep it fresh. Yeah. It's like something new every time.
Something to do Friday.
Yeah.
We'll be
right.
That's Crispy.
Yes. Hi. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Oh, well, let's talk about the Rosebud. I was waiting for a question.
No.
Anyways, we started, me and my business partner in 2024, late 2024, started the Rosebud Theater, downtown Roseburg, and it's right on the corner of Jackson and Cass. And we focus on live music. That includes local music, regional music, national, and we also get bands coming in from out of the United States as well. So it's a wide variety of events happening, and we always have something Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We've since added in Wednesdays and Sundays are pretty frequently happening as well. And we have some late night events as well, late night jazz happening, or vinyl listening nights in our little auxiliary room. So we're really rolling with trying to, I mean, similar to Music on the Half Shell, we're trying to provide a wide variety. So these are ticketed events for the most part, absolutely. But we do every once in a while provide free jam nights, free open mic nights. There will be local bands that come in and it'll be open and available for free. But typically there is a cover charge, and we do tend to have a lot of all ages shows. So we really wanted to have an option for kids that are, you know, wanting to come out and see live music as well throughout the year. So I think this weekend, all but one of our shows is all ages, if I'm remembering correctly. So that's been really fun. We do anything from metal to bluegrass to, blues, indie rock, all sorts of reggae, I think we have coming up. So it's a pretty good variety. We didn't want to pigeonhole ourselves into any one particular genre. So that's kind of been our goal. And I do the booking there. So it's been fun to kind of put the puzzle pieces together as well.
Yeah. So a lot of diversity in artists. Yeah,
yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. I love how you're bringing in the younger people. And you guys have a pretty good mocktail menu as well, right? For non-alcoholic.
We do. Yes. We wanted to focus on, when we first started the business, we wanted to be venue first. So we have a full bar there, but we wanted to make sure it was welcoming for people that aren't going out just to drink and, you know, have alcohol and listen to music. We wanted our non-alcoholic menu to be pretty vast and available for not only minors, but anyone, you know, any over 21 year olds that are not drinking. So we want it to be a welcoming space. So when you walk in the door, you feel like you belong there. That's what we've been really trying to provide.
You're pulling it off.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Space. It's so beautiful in there. And I mean, you can't help but just want to stay. If you guys close it, I'm like, can I just not? It's gorgeous. So if you haven't checked it out, you should definitely make your way over for
it. I agree. If you've not been to the Rosebud, you're missing out. It's a beautiful spot there.
So good.
You have more on that in just a minute. Hi, Kurt.
Hello. So I agree. The Rosebud is it's a really cool venue. So I'm here representing Music Off Central from Sutherland. Ours is probably not as artsy as the others. We really like this year. We've booked some bands that are really just tribute bands, but really were just meant to be fun. And I think we've been going for 5 years, maybe something like that. And I've only been on the board for just a few months. So we are every Thursday. Our first concert is June 25th. And I'm excited for that concert because I actually went to Portland to see this band play. And I had nothing to do with them coming to Sutherland and being on our stage. But they're an Allman Brothers, you know, tribute band called One Way Out PDX. And they were phenomenal. And I really, really enjoyed it. And so I'm also going to enjoy it on the 25th of June. So it's every Thursday from the 25th of June through, I think, like 7 Thursdays in a row, which is what, the 16th of July or something like that. So or maybe later than that. But, you know, for us and for me, it's really I can't walk through Music Off Central and not see people I don't, you know, everybody I know. And it's an opportunity to get out of the house, to go have a meal. And even if you don't particularly maybe like the music that's being played, you're there with other people, you're tapping your foot, and you're talking to your neighbor. And so it's just a huge community event for us. And yeah, that's what I like so much about it.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. I mean, I've been at many of these venues and they're all fantastic. And one thing I'm loving here is that I feel pretty blessed, right? I think we feel pretty blessed that there's like the coordination, whether by design or not by design, is really great, that there's so many things. It gives you so many options in the county for really great experiences.
Yeah. And like Tuesdays and Thursdays, and they have the weekend, and it's all very complimentary for the entertainment and culture. Another really great thing about the Music Off Central events is the water park for the kids.
It's running.
Yeah. It's great. So good for the kids. Every time I go out there, the kids are just having a blast, and it's close to where the parents are. It's all kind of closed in.
Our park is so safe in all reality. I know that Central's on one side, but you know, the police department's right next door, and you know, we, you know, when I worked there, and even still, I mean, we're just encouraged to walk over to the park and just hang out and eat a corn dog. So
yeah.
It's a very safe place to be.
Yeah. Love that. Great. Melody, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well.
Thank you for being here.
Well, thanks for
having me. About UACT here.
Yeah, UACT. Well, we have actually been an organization for 49 years. We're going on our 49th year this year. We started actually at a little history, started up at UCC 39 years ago. And we just kind of won our own venue. So Dr. John Unruh found the Betty Longaner Theater, which was an old armory, and he put up the money, and then UACT became Umpqua Actors Community Theater, the Betty Longaner Theater, and we've been there for 39 years. And so we are an organization that puts on about 6 to 8 live theatrical performances every single year. They run about 3 weeks. We used to do 4 weeks, and then that's a long period of time to commit to, especially when you have kids, when you have your jobs, when you're in school. So we kind of broke that down to 3 weeks for every single production, but usually about every other month we're in rehearsals, and then we put up our productions. And productions can range anywhere from our comedies, our dramas, our murder mysteries, to our ever popular musicals. The musicals tend to always sell out. And of course, our Christmas productions are just always guaranteed to sell out. The moment tickets go on sale, you either get them or you've lost out.
Yep.
But we offer a lot of workshops that we do. Actually, what's interesting is we didn't really have a children's program at the theater until 2020. When everything shut down, and we're like, what can we do to get kids involved more in the theater? And so we came up with the children's program in the middle of that, doing talent shows online. And then we said, well, this was fun, let's continue this the next year. And then when COVID opened up, we had a children's program that we had a lot of kids who really wanted to be involved. So we designated a spot in our seasons specifically for kids. And it started off with the Lion King performing at the Wildlife Safari, which is great. And then gradually putting a main stage production in our season. And Shelby has been involved, and we're very excited about that. But I imagine we have about 100 or so kids kind of come through, whether it's in a production, whether they're volunteering to do something backstage, or they're doing theater camps, which are very, very popular. And they're coming up starting June 15th. We're very excited about those. We have about 200 volunteers that come through the theater every year, whether they're performing. A misconception is theater is just all about performing. It's not. There's really about a couple dozen other positions that you could be involved in the theater. We're volunteering, working with costumes and lighting and sound and props, which are really fun. But it's a great community of, you know, we just become a family at this theater, and we, had a great time being there for the last 18 years.
It's been great. What a great community asset. Too.
Yeah.
so fun.
Yeah, you're really bringing generations together too.
Absolutely.
Then, yeah, you have student actors in the US and then also older.
Oh, absolutely. Well. I think our youngest right now, what we're doing is involved as a 9-year-old, and then our oldest is 60. And bringing also families together and having husband and wife working side by side, mother and son, and it's sisters, actually all of those are involved in our current production. And it's lovely seeing everybody to come together like that.
Yeah, wow. Love that.
Yeah. So good.
So Shelby, you've been part of this, right?
Yeah.
So tell maybe, and I do appreciate, Melody, that the focus on, and all of you, the focus on are the rising generation. All of you are doing a great job of getting our youth out there and our families out there. And we'll talk a little bit more about how important that is for our community. I'm curious what this has meant to you. Shelby, you're at Fremont Middle School.
Yes.
Right. What are you doing at Fremont in the arts?
I'm in choir.
Okay.
And I'm in band.
Great.
And I do like the combined. So both of the middle schools of Douglas County, they combine and they do like one bigger musical.
Oh, yeah.
And I just love doing those. And it just really, it really brings like it all together, and it like it opens up a lot of opportunities, and it opens my eyes, and it exposes me to a lot of new things, and it's just overall really great experience.
Matilda was amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
So good.
It was really fun.
It was such a fun play. It was the middle school kids did great. Yeah. And so of all your classes, not that you're ranking, how important has the arts been in your academic career?
Oh, probably top. Yeah. Yeah, it just like the arts just means like the world to me, and it like it's basically like my whole life. Yeah. I like revolve around it. Mm-hmm. I don't revolve around, but like it's my top priority basically.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah, so good,
so important. You know, self-expression is a huge part of who we are, and when we embrace that, we grow so much. So I'm super proud of you for embracing that. It takes courage and a lot of, you know,
thank you.
Yeah, in a lot of situations, even adults are scared to do that. So you're amazing.
Thank you so much.
Cool. One day I'll grow up and try. Yeah. Well, that's great. Well, thank you. So we're going to go to break real quick.
Yep. It's time for a break. So, but stick with us. We'll be right back.
The conversation continues shortly. This is Your Cue on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.